Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. This show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org as well as republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that is going to give you what you need to understand so that we can get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. There's a mechanism for it. We call it Republic Review. And so the number to call in is 215-867-8255. I want to give you some good news. I actually got an email from Bob Schultz today, which means that he's, I'll just say he's well on his way for recovery because he's already coming out swinging. He sent me an email. I want to give you some ideas on what that is. He's literally getting involved in Amazon and how they're basically going to, by propping up the wages and so forth. He's got three issues. I'll bring them up tomorrow. And most of these are, you know, right down his alley of First Amendment rights, the right to petition and address your grievances with your government. And so I just wanted to give you the good news. Bob is on a good path of recovery. And so hopefully we'll be able to give you all sorts of good news moving forward as what I'm hoping, and I expect that we'll be able to start working together on some of the stuff that we're doing. So anyway, isn't that great news? Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it is. When you've got a patriot that has been around and has the legacy knowledge of what's going on and who to fight and so forth. I mean, here's a guy that's been a warrior for a long time leading the way. So anyway, let me point out, I do this every once in a while. I used to do this all the time, but I want to point out the importance of that presentation that is on my Take Action page. That 30-minute video on YouTube, which is an academic argument for Republic Review. It identifies what the problem is, that the government is well outside the boundaries of the Constitution, and literally the only academic and constitutional process to get them back into that framework. Now, that is an introduction. That's what I consider. There's a 1-2-3 punch here. If you watch that presentation, then go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. Right there on the homepage, I have the bullets that you can read that is literally laying out the academic argument for yourself. You can look at it. You can go, you know, read the citations or read the documents. Now, some of those citations are kind of ambiguous because there's just that many. It's voluminous as far as how many citations or how many addresses, comments in the debates. Because I'll give you an example. When I cite the ratification debates, I mean, they're all full with all sorts of support and citations that I could easily point to. But instead of just pointing to one, just go read them. As soon as you start picking up the ratification debates, you will start realizing that these men were very, very concerned regarding a centralized government that had the power to do everything. And so they wanted to make sure that that's what wasn't happening, that this was going to be a limited and defined government. And it was. And it still is, based on the contract. Until the contract is modified, it still is. They're just functioning and violating the contract. That's what we have to say. That's how we have to call it. We can't call it any other thing. It's not, oh, it's now a corporation and it's got this and they're doing these. Those are all violations of the contract. It is still a limited government. They're just not abiding by that. So what do? Well, you've got to get them back into the framework, and you got to force them back in there if you have to do that. So that's the second punch. If you walked through those bullets and just look at the model itself, there you go. You have an understanding of what Republic Review is on top of that video. The third thing that you need to do, and this is the knockout punch as far as I'm concerned, is once you understand this auditing process as I've laid it out and the academic argument for the audit process, go read Jefferson's Kentucky Resolution of 1798. What he is talking about will literally jump off the page because it is exactly what I'm doing and what I'm calling for. I've just done it in our modern day vernacular, and I've kind of organized it more into a contractual process because we've matured contractually than what they have been, or the in the extent of understanding contract law and so forth. We're far more further down that road because we've obviously matured a lot of processes and have defined a lot of things, collateral estoppel, all those types of things that have come out since, you know, the creation of this compact or of the Constitution. So that's why I don't do this that often, but I would highly emphasize that you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, go to the Take Action page, watch that video presentation. And I can assure you that that will be the very beginning. And once you hit that, you know, the second punch of going through the bullets, and then the third with Jefferson's call to basically audit the Constitution, calling on the other states to join him. When that happens, I am here to tell you that you will actually witness the epiphany, because you'll get it. This really isn't a GR idea. It took me time, and it actually was an epiphany for me, not via Jefferson. It was an epiphany in a completely different way, in a different context, because as I started understanding that the whole thing was a contract, it literally, let's just say it was a revelation. I'm not going to say that the heavens really parted, but let's just say there was some real inspiration. And as it started, you know, unfolding in front of me, everything that I did and every direction I went was very supportive of that. And in every case, every turn I've made and every new contact that I've reached out to, I have been able to actually confirm and even strengthen and reinforce this whole concept that this is what we have to do. There's no other way around this. We have to call an audit and call the federal government out for all of its violations. So with that, let me just remind you that even though yesterday was, you know, support your favorite fund day, we do have that GoFundMe, our crowdfunding set up on GoFundMe. So just search for Reclaiming the Republic and you will find our campaign. The other thing that I'd like to ask is, if you don't have the money, which a lot of people may not have money to spare, but you may have some time, you may have computer resources, phone, and so forth, all you've got to do is just reach out with an email to me and I will be able to get you engaged. I've actually had a few people do this. Recently I had a second person from Texas, so I'm working with that person. Hopefully I'll get the two people from Texas that have reached out to me recently. And get them kind of working together so that they're prepared for 2020. We are not going to be flat on our feet moving into 2020. I will tell you that much. I will also tell you that if you go to constitutionclub.ning.com, you can start finding a lot of good patriots on that website in your home state, as well as possibly in your county. If not, if you're the first person, take ownership of that county. Start bringing people into it. Start bringing and getting organized and use that. Because if you're tired of Facebook, Google, and everybody else spying on you, putting you in jail, and so forth, that don't happen in the constitutionclub.ning.com. So go check out the Constitution Club, and you will, I think you'll be happy with the fact that it may not be, you know, this all the bells and whistles that you would like to see that you're used to in social media, but it has everything that you need and everything you want. And it actually does more because it allows you to interface with email and so forth a little bit easier than some of the social media stuff. So with that, let me tell you, as always, I did check the news. And as I looked through the news, looked out my window, there's no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. So what does that mean? Well, somebody else will take care of it, right? No. If you don't take care of it, no one will. I know that for a fact because I'm the only one doing it. Or I should say, I feel like I'm the only one doing it, and I want to share that with you. I'd like you to have a little empathy for some of us patriots that are actually out there, and that we're kind of fighting in our own little corner. And as we start coming together, we start realizing that we're not alone. And as the numbers start growing and as the pressure starts rising, we will actually be able to have a huge impact. So again, we need your support, so make sure that you get involved. Now, I know one way that everybody is getting involved is just by tuning in on a regular basis. I do not want to be a professional entertainer, and I'm sure you can recognize the fact that I am not a professional entertainer. I stumble with my words or what have you. I know I'm not perfect. There's all sorts of people that could easily sit. I know a couple of them that could literally barrage me with all sorts of criticism. That's okay. I don't care to be professional. I don't care to be perfect. What I care to be is right. I want to be right on the money is in regards to what we need to do and what we're doing and those types of things. Now, there are some times when I'll realize, oh, yep, I messed up that number like the 4665 when it really is 7383 as far as state legislators. But I will admit to it when I make a mistake. I don't make lots of them, but I'm very right on this thing called Republic Review. And with that, you can tell I've got that music coming up for that hard break. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so as I was mentioning, and I'm going to kind of mention this coming up, and I will give you the dates probably starting next week when you'll be able to get this specific information or that specific information. But I will be interviewing and having Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, who is the one of the many that is fighting the Chinese live organ harvesting efforts. He's definitely fighting that, and he's out of Vietnam. So I'll be talking to him, and we'll be talking about what they're doing and how maybe they can, you know, try to attack this. I will tell you, though, if we really want to change the world, we have to change our country first. We have to get our country centered back on the Constitution. There's no doubt about it. If we put individual liberty and individual sovereignty first, and that's what we focus on, and we take back and get the federal government back into compliance, we will literally be able to disroot and remove the communist policies, programs, and efforts that they've been able to successfully implement here in our government. Enough said. I'll also have Aaron Tilbury from the Jonah Pat Project back on, and he's actually become a little bit more of a national relevant person, and he's actually working across many states from the East Coast and so forth, and from California up to Washington, regarding the sex slave trafficking trade. And so just as a reminder, the reason I get behind these guys and help bring awareness to what they're doing, I want you to know how evil the world is and how close we are, because there's people already that have completely lost their individual liberty and individual sovereignty. If you want to call it a marketing ploy, okay. I want you to understand that there are people that do not care about your life, your liberty, or your pursuit of happiness, and they're doing everything they can to rip that one thing that protects those things away from you. And so the communist movement is alive and well, and it's even working right here in our back door. And I'll ask him, and I'll see if he can come in and provide some numbers about, you know, how many teenage sex slaves there are maybe in your community. Maybe he can kind of put a number to it, because last time I heard it was like 1,500 to 3,000 in just the Spokane area. That's a small town. Let's see what it's like in Detroit. Let's see what it's like in D.C. and so forth. It's probably just through the roof in D.C. But anyway, one of the things that I've been talking about all week long, and I want to continue this because I talked about this on Monday and I talked about it yesterday, and this is all about saving your kids, saving your family, your community, your county, your state, and country, because literally, the implications of allowing your children to go unchecked from the education system will be the downfall of this nation. They've already got a whole plan set out, and they're pumping out useful idiots already. If you haven't seen these idiots marching for life, you know, they want to take your guns. We want to take away your liberties because we're far better off being in a tightly controlled state of socialism than being free. And so, as I've told you, these kids some friends of mine who I've interacted with and or have talked about with my friends, these kids have been programmed. I mean, the hostility and disdain that they have for their parents is just unfathomable. One would think that there would at least be some level of respect, some level of mutual, you know, acceptance. But these kids wholeheartedly are rejecting their parents. And I'm telling you, this is because they have been programmed to behave this way. They've been programmed to think this way. There is little doubt that the school curriculum is designed to reinforce the home. It is not. What it is doing, it is trying to redefine the home. I remember when my kids were in high school and I had an argument with, it wasn't an argument, it was more of a debate with one of my children regarding homosexuality. And the as it was being sold at that point in time in the mid-90s as an alternative lifestyle. And I went through the whole gay agenda and so forth. And there's actually some really good books that'll teach you this type of stuff that will help you understand what we're facing. But as I kind of explained it to my children, it was just like, you know, they were absolutely shocked to hear an alternate concept. And this is because that, you know, they're being unchecked in school. And it wasn't until she finally, you know, my daughter finally mentioned it. My son then, you know, piped in. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? We all have had kind of this blind faith and trust that the school system was going to do us right. And it is doing everything it can to undermine us and our liberty. And as I said, if you can, you've got to get your kids out of school. That is the best path forward. Get them out now, regardless. Look, you between you and your wife, your husband, whoever's listening, your spouse, sit down and say, hey, you know, how much would it cost if we gave up your income, and how much would we save, you know, by not running the kids around, but literally homeschooling and teaching them and instilling them with the proper values and principles that they need to succeed in our life? Or are we going to allow them to continually go down this indoctrination path? So there's that. That's one path, and that's one solution and step forward. One of the things that I also talk about, and I may have mentioned this, but I want to emphasize this. You have to get your kids to wake up. If you can't afford to do the homeschooling, if you just don't have the resources or what have you, it is just insurmountable. You have to at least acknowledge and recognize the fact that your kids are being stolen from you. They're going to hate you. As I should have mentioned, and I will mention again if I haven't already, read Matthew 24. When Christ explains what it will be like in the last days, he clearly states that the children's hearts will be removed from their parents. These are the days, my friends, and so there are ways of overcoming this, and all you have to do is literally with love confront this. And so there are ways you can bring friends in to actually have conversations, because if you're already recognizing that there are certain topics that you just can't touch with your kids because they completely reject anything that you have to say about this topic, that topic, and usually it has something to do with morality, things that they shouldn't be learning in school. Just remember, the whole point of sex education that was brought in the 50s was to help trim down teenage pregnancy. That's the whole reason they brought it in. And so why is it now that they're actually sexualizing your children, giving your children homework assignments to go play around with different types of sex partners so they can self-identify in the fourth grade? The kids and actually the education system throughout the states have been given, you know, legislation, and I've seen it here in Washington, and I know it's the same in California and other places. They're trying to get the kids to self-identify at the youngest age, and it's fourth grade here. It may be second grade in California. That's how far gone they are. But these are little innocent children. That's 8 years old. That's 10 years old. You've got to be kidding. Why is it that they want them to self-identify at that point? They're already trying to pervert them. They're already trying to get them, enabling them to think about sex and already start experimenting and engaging in those types of thoughts. This is literally child abuse, my friends. If you understand what they're trying to do and you understand their end goal, because what they want to do is they want to get your children to play with their same sexes so that they can be identifying as homosexual. And then they become protected because they are already passing laws that if you have a child that's homosexual, they're passing laws so you can't get therapy and get those types of things because your child has just self-identified or thought that that's what they want to do at such a young age, like they really know. And so they're passing laws to take away your rights as a parent from either counter therapy or that type of stuff. They've already done it in Britain. They're doing it around the world because you have no right to pervert your children into heterosexuality. That is the line that they've drawn, and the battlegrounds have been going, and we've been losing ground constantly because it's always been about compromise. The Republican Party on the uniparty side has always been the compromise party. There's been no compromise on the left. Since when have there ever been any entertainment to bringing prayer back in school or reinstituting any of those things that they've stripped away from us? Zero chance, my friends. And so that is why we don't even have time to fight back for those little things. What we need to do is we need to focus on getting your state to audit the Constitution and joining all of the red states. I was looking at it the other day, and we actually have more than what we need. We can do this. And as we move forward, and as I can slowly but surely expose you to some of the things that we're doing, I'm confident that you will get some wind in your sails and you will want to actually do more and more to supporting this cause. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after word from our sponsors and promo. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
I want to do a go back. I know I talked about Mitchell Nicholas Gerber and Aaron Tilbury, but I don't think I mentioned Keith Broders of the Constitution Club. I will be getting a couple of interviews, probably a series of interviews, so that we can kind of talk about what they're going to be doing, engaging in their efforts in the 2019 legislative session. I've been telling you that you're going to want to get involved in this because you'll actually be a part of history. You'll be hopefully a big cog in this wheel that is going to roll back all of this unconstitutional government. So that'll be coming up, and I'm expecting and hoping that I'll have dates to give you by next week so that you can kind of know when to tune in and just for what specific things, and let everybody else know, especially if you're really interested in becoming a part of a grassroots movement, if you're interested in getting informed and involved in stopping this live organ harvesting and or this teenage and child sex slave trade here in the United States. And so let me move forward also with regards to supporting businesses. I mean, isn't that a novel concept that we would support businesses that would support the Constitution? Let's make that the buzzword. Let's make that the focus, because whenever you hear like the NFL talking about how they're supporting social justice, they use different buzzwords to cover it up. Because by definition, again, social justice is communism. And if you understand what they're doing, then you probably would be far less supportive. I mean, if they said, hey, we're supporting communism, I don't think that that would be something that the NFL would be really proud about and have be able to, you know, hold their chest out and say, you know, look at this, we're doing this great stuff for America, we're destroying it. On the flip side, I think it would be great, and as a matter of fact, as you go into stores, you should start asking them, how are they supporting the Constitution? Let them spout off, are you kidding me? We hate the Constitution. Then you can stop spending your money there. But start getting aware, because it is the businesses that actually have the ability to help fund and help support what we need done. The NFL is supporting communism. All these other sports, athletes and entertainment industry and everything else, they're so, we don't need that kind of money. We just need a little bit. Believe me, I will show you how we will succeed on literally a shoestring budget. It doesn't matter how much money they spend. When it comes down to the core level, when we will win this argument, because we'll use the Constitution. And I still believe in the red states that the Constitution is a part of their DNA and it literally runs through their veins. So with that, let me kind of dive into some of the things that's going on regarding, let's say, Trump Wall. I know that Trump is, and I love this because he is really making the hard pitch, because he understands what's going to happen in 2019 with the new Congress. There is no way he'll get funding for that wall. And so at this point, he's going to shut down government. And I like this. But in the big picture, and, you know, in all honesty, I will tell you, it wasn't that important to me in the big picture. But I will say this, that it was a big campaign promise. And if you understand politics, if you make a promise, you need to do everything you can to deliver. And to me, we already know that Trump probably won't get the funding. Even if he shuts down Congress, the new Democrats will let it go and let it go. They'll do anything and everything not to fund it. And so what will end up happening is Trump will be able to, you know, build a huge fulcrum, because he is going to create, I believe, a huge library of people he'll be able to call out, from Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Communist Ortiz and everyone else that's in the new session of leadership of Congress. And he'll be calling them out on the campaign trail towards the end of 2019 going into 2020. And he will be campaigning against those folks right out the gate, or I should say well into 2019, because it is that big of a deal. And he'll be able to say, look, you know, these people are keeping us from doing this. He already lost 40 people that walked away. We were able to retain those seats for the Republicans, but there were a lot of people that just abandoned Congress because they knew that it was either them or the highway. So they decided to leave because they weren't going to be dealing with Trump. And so I also want to let you know that if Trump doesn't get this wall, the caravans are going to stop. And I'm just being facetious, but if you understand what's going on, and if Trump really does draw the line and say, we are going to follow our immigration practices and I'm shutting down this border, as he has been doing, if he continues to do that, because right now, as the word is that another caravan, you know, this pipeline of people is coming up, well, it's kind of funny that the people that are in Tijuana are now looking at going back. Some of them are already starting to leave. And that's because it doesn't seem like they got that $500 million in credit cards that they were promised from Soros. And Tijuana seems to be a little upset, at least the people. Hey, where's that money? You're going to have these people spend money. We, you know, give them their cards so they can spend the money here. It's kind of funny how things are kind of turning out. But anyway, it's ironic. It's that kind of funny. I also want to basically let you know that if you hadn't heard in the news, a mother whose toddler died weeks after they were released from the Texas Immigrant Detention Center has now filed a wrongful death claim seeking $60 million from the United States government for putting them in that detention center that she claims her child got this respiratory problem from. The whole thing is that she was actually violating our laws because she wasn't seeking a proper asylum. You don't come to the border. You can seek asylum in any country around the world. You go to the U.S. Embassy, and that's how you would seek asylum. I mean, that's how, if you look at Julian Assange, how is he seeking asylum? He's actually staying in the Ecuador Embassy in U.K. That's where you go to appeal for asylum. And so, I mean, if you have a true case for asylum, then there you go. But bottom line is, here's somebody that actually violated the law. And so they forced us to have to, you know, have to handle that. And the fact that I will tell you, if this gets in front of a liberal judge, that liberal judge will probably, you know, give them the $60 million and plus. And so hopefully this will stay within the immigration court system and not, but you know as well as I do, these liberal lawyers are going to probably file this in the Ninth Circuit Court, or they're going to be doing it in that district, and there's reasons why. And so this will force this to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, because obviously the government is not going to necessarily roll over and pay $60 million for somebody that came here as an illegal alien and decided to, you know, game our system and has gone in bed with a scrupulous lawyer, or I should say a lawyer with no scruples. How's that? Anyway, I think it's the same thing. Anywho, I also wanted to talk about this. If you've heard anything about this campfire that happened in Paradise up in Northern California, I've kind of talked about this thing called traffic calming. If you go to the Department of Transportation, you will find that they are on board with trimming down your roadways. If you happen to have two lanes in both ways in your town and lots of them, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get your town and your city to close two of those lanes and constrain it by two. Now, so if you hadn't heard, they had this project in 2015. It was called Downtown Paradise Safety Project. However, it seems like that project almost killed 22 kids on a bus, as well as a lot of other people. And most everybody has seen the videos of horror as people were trying to get out of town. And they happened to have to be on that road that was gridlocked, because instead of four lanes, it was two. And so many of the people actually were caught on film having to abandon their vehicles and run on foot. Well, why is this important? Let me ask you, why is the federal government getting involved in having your city reduce how many lanes of traffic down to two? Why? Why are they doing that? Because they know on certain corridors, they can actually constrain and affect your life. And what that does is all of a sudden, it increases how much time it takes for you to get to work, how much time it takes for you to get to the store, those types of things. Especially if you live out in town and have to go through these corridors. That's why they're using those as well as roundabouts. If you go to the Department of Transportation page, this is all about behavior, changing behavior. They're trying to actually reduce your productivity, make you miserable, and try to force you to leave the rural areas where you shouldn't belong and get you to move into the city, so that you have all the public transit and all the things that they can take care of you, and, you know, except for maybe wiping your backside. But I want you to understand that these things are not only unsafe, these things have an agenda, and that is to literally take away your ability to be productive. And as far as I'm concerned, government is responsible of helping you protect your life and protect your property and helping you become productive. They are actually working against us in every way, and that's what I'm trying to point out here. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And before I jump on to the next subject, I still need to close this. If you understand the Department of Transportation, Congress in 1817 tried to create it. Madison vetoed it because he said that that power does not exist within the Constitution. That if you want to have and grant that, you have that power delegated to you, you have to amend the Constitution. Well, in 1822, they, you know, after Madison was gone, they thought, well, the dust is settled. Let's, because that was in 1817. So 5 years later, they go to Monroe and say, we'd like to create this Department of Transportation. That's not what they were calling it, but they were literally asserting and assuming a whole new role, responsibility, and power that was outside the enumerated powers. And so Monroe actually gave the exact same answer and said, you have to amend the Constitution if you want this power. So they went away with their tail between their legs. And I'll tell you this, that with Madison and Monroe, that's one of the reasons why those two framers, because they were both involved in the ratification debates and in the initial creation of this nation, and they were both very active in, you know, they were framers. Why is it that Madison, the father of the Constitution, doesn't have a monument? It's because of that. It's because he vetoed. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't because he just vetoed it. It's because they felt like he was telling them to go ahead and do this, like hoodwinking them. But then the man had too much integrity to actually violate the Constitution. Of course not. They just misunderstood what he said, but still they stuck it to him. And that's why he has the monument that he has. And if you want to call in and tell me what that monument is, I'd love to hear it from you. But look at Monroe. What monument does Monroe have? Monroe was a huge contributor. And as a matter of fact, he was the one that helped repatriate the freemen that were, you know, looking at, you know, the racism and division in America. And he actually helped come up with the financing and helped repatriate Liberia, which literally created Monrovia, which they named after him, which were the freemen or the blacks that were freed here in the States. He made a way for them to go back to Africa so that they could have, you know, live in a life with less, if you want to call it diametrically opposing interests and so forth, or racism, whatever you want to call it. He just wanted to give them a better chance, and that's what he did. And so, I mean, Monroe, he should have literally a monument. All of these men did not want monuments, to be clear, but there's a reason why these two men do not have monuments, and that's because they vetoed Congress's attempt to create this Department of Transportation. Well, so they weren't done with that, so they waited 8 years, and in 1830, they went to Andrew Jackson and said, hey, why don't you give us the sign this bill so we can create this Department of Transportation? And even Jackson, the Democrat, big government guy, vetoed it and said, hey, you can't. You have to amend the Constitution. If you read all three presidents said that the Constitution does not allow for them to create a Department of Transportation. And yet we have one today, my friends, without an amendment. Huh. Who's lying? What the heck happened? So I want you to think about what the heck's going on with this traffic calming and this potential disaster where these kids on the school bus could have died. If you read the story, they consider that school bus driver an angel from heaven. How he saved those kids' lives. And it was all because of these federal strings and designs coming from the Department of Transportation in what they call road diets or traffic calming. I hope you get this, because if you know it's happening in your area, you need to stand up and say, that's unconstitutional. We can't accept that. And the whole the contract behind that, the strings attached, are all unconstitutional. They're violating the Constitution. Ergo, that contract is a poisonous contract, because there are places that are, you know, that have taken federal grants like that, and then lawyers will come in right behind them and sue the city for, you know, not following the, you know, all the strings attached. And they end up making millions and millions of dollars because the federal government didn't, you know, or I should say the city governments didn't follow the strings attached type of thing. And so I want you to be aware of this. You're going to start seeing this more and more, especially when you live in these types of areas. Now, everybody has heard me, and I've written about this a lot, and I talk about this a lot. Everybody has probably seen the monkey on a string and the organ grinder, and how every time the organ grinder, you know, grinds his little organ, the monkey starts dancing and performing. That in itself is literally a metaphor in looking at how people are literally performing for somebody who's controlling them. Now, sometimes it's not necessarily a person controlling them, but it's an ideologue or an ideology that's controlling them. And so I have alluded to, in every context, every time a performer, whether it's Barbara Streisand, whether it is Jane Fonda, Sean Penn, all of these people that are proponents for slavery, proponents for communism, and proponents, or I should say opponents, against individual liberty and individual sovereignty, I call them the monkeys on a string dancing for the communist agenda. That is the organ grinder, the Communist Party. And the Communist Party is huge in America. Trevor Lawton, which I need to get him on too, so I need to get an interview set up with him so that, you know, we can, you know, get his two cents on how far along we've gone down this path. But if you didn't know, this coming weekend is Nelson Mandela's concert, a concert for him. Beyonce and Jay-Z, I guess, are putting on this concert. And so Beyonce's written this open letter in aggrandizing Nelson Mandela for what he has done on his anti-apartheid activism. I want you to understand something. Nelson Mandela was a communist. He was not an anti-apartheid activist. Stéphane Biko. Stéphane Bantu Biko was the anti-apartheid activist. And if you ever get a chance to see, there's a movie, and I think Klein was in it, and Cry of Freedom, I believe, was the name of the movie. It was back done in the 80s, and it was an excellent story about Biko. Biko was a man that was an advocate for individual liberty. He embraced the American principles of sovereignty and liberty, and he scared the death out of the apartheid. And he stood up and he debated with them. And that's all he was doing, was debating. He was becoming such a force in the 70s that they ended up killing him in an interrogation. And they claim it was an accident and all of this. But I am telling you, when they realize that you have, you know, a real solution that is, that will threaten their whole existence and control, then they get rid of you. And I am telling you, the Communist Party was as deep in the apartheid as well as deep in the current structure that Mandela put into place. All they did was they just shifted the controls. That's all. And so there are plenty of monkeys on a string that are out there. And Theresa May in the UK is another one. If you heard what she did regarding the deal on Brexit, she's basically subjugating UK so that they still have to pay taxes and they're still on the hook for the EU, and the EU is still setting their policies for a couple of years, and there's no guarantee of getting out of that. She's signing into these deals. Are you kidding me? I believe that the people, you know, as this starts getting, you know, legs and people start finding out about what she's doing and how she's literally, and they're already stating, they're trying to sell this whole thing that, oh, if the UK breaks away from the EU, they're going to be poorer than they ever have been. Well, I don't believe that. I don't think that. And as a matter of fact, I think once they get away from all of these policies and get rid of all of these bad actors, they will probably be literally on their path of to posterity. And so I get really upset when I see all of these people using their status of notoriety and getting out dancing for the communist agenda. They're trying to glorify and they're trying to highlight, oh, the beauty of communism and what, you know, what this person did, what we're doing here. And I just want you to understand that this is all a performance in getting people to think that that's what's best for them. And I'm telling you, it is not best for them. It starts off with a soft sell of socialism. Socialism collapses and communism takes over. One last thing, because I don't have much more time. I know Google is going to have to testify next week in front of Congress. Let's see how that goes. But I'll bet you Congress will not hold their feet to the fire as far as them being a bad player and an actor in China and the fact of what they are doing in monitoring people and so forth. They are not a company of liberty and they need to be shut down. You know, I'm not a fan of the federal government even doing that, but if we create the polity that can, it should be. I also want to make a comment. I'll probably bring this up tomorrow because I'm out of time. Trevor Noah tries to explain why he thinks the Second Amendment was not created for black folk. And so with that, I just want to show you how ignorant and how stupid Trevor Noah is regarding the whole background of the Second Amendment and or the 14th Amendment of how that actually played out. And so we will be back with that as well as some other things, but I will have another follow-on regarding education. See you tomorrow.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.